And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, two folks to talk about upcoming Earth Day events, such as the Parade of Species. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Hi, my name is Julia Tane. I work with Sitka Conservation Society.
All right. And I'm Marian Allen. I'm on the SCS board.
Well, welcome to Morning Edition. Well, the highlight of every Earth Day celebration in Sitka is the Parade of Species. So, Julia, why don't you tell us what that's going to look like this year?
Yeah, so the Parade of the Species is basically a march of gratitude for all species on Earth and an opportunity for the Sitka community to celebrate that. So all community members are invited to dress up in a plant or animal costume and march in the parade with us.
Okay, talk about where to line up and what the parade route is.
So the parade is this Friday, April 21st, and we're going to start lining up at 2:45 at Totem Square, and we'll march to the Science Center.
Okay, the Sitka Sound Science Center. And what's going to happen there?
So at Sitka Sound Science Center, we're going to have an Earth Day celebration. There's going to be a variety of community partners that'll have family-friendly activities for marchers and families. There'll be face painting, a photo booth, snacks and refreshments donated by Haynes Corporation, and more.
Okay, there's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. Now, Marian, you wanted to talk about a new feature of the parade this year.
Yeah, this year we're adding a second focus, which is a celebration of science. Science, because science is so fundamental to the health of the planet in the 21st century. With global warming and this huge human population, scientific inquiry and knowledge is even more critical than it has been in the past. And a group of us decided it would be really nice to add that to the Parade of the Species this year.
So a little part of the march celebrating science itself, and you're going to have some sign making happening, right?
Right. We're going to be making signs for anybody who wants to come by the SCS office today, anytime between 4 and 7. And I'll have cardboard and marking pens and a few other supplies. But if you want to come and bring your own art supplies and stuff, that would be great.
Okay. So you're calling this the March for Science?
Yes.
Okay. And is that happening anywhere else, do you know?
Actually, we're a day early, and I think the idea came from the national call to have a march to celebrate science, which is so critical in all of our lives, you know. Locally, we depend on science to manage our fisheries, our quality of water, our forests, our lifestyle is very tied into scientific inquiry and what we learn from that here in Sitka and Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you'd like to make signs for the March for Science, you can do that at SCS today, and that's starting at 4 o'clock. So anybody like to offer up what they're going to be going as, what species for the parade, Julia?
Yeah, so I will be going as chestnut-backed chickadee. Ryan Carpenter at the park basically made a bunch of bird masks with the 4-H students. So there will be a big group of birds, some kingfishers, some chickadees, some ravens.
So did you choose the chestnut-backed chickadee yourself?
Yes, I did.
Do you particularly like that bird?
Yeah, I do. I think they're really beautiful, and I like the noises they make. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They certainly, they're a wonderful bird in this area. So let's talk a little bit more about what your hopes are for this parade, what your vision is.
I really hope to see this event kind of as a common ground between multiple generations in Sitka, just surrounding around love for the earth and appreciation for the planet. I'm hoping to see a lot of local plant and animal costumes because I think people get pretty excited about just the diversity of species we have here in town. And I'm just hoping to that people have a lot of fun and enjoy this event as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I would really like people to make the connection that the use of science is critical in maintaining the health of all the species that are going to be marching on Friday.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot going on this weekend around Earth Week celebrations. There's an eco challenge coming up at Sitka National Historical Park. Let's hear about that, Julia.
Yeah, so the Eco Challenge, this is the fourth annual Eco Challenge event. And basically, it's going to involve a variety of challenges where youth ages 5 to 12 can test their outdoor skills. So we're going to have a fire building competition, shelter building, sorting recyclables, and a plant identification relay race. So that's going to be Saturday, 9:30 to 12 at Sitka National Historical Park. And today is the deadline to register. So if you have a youth that would be interested in competing, feel free to email me at julia@sitkawild.org. It's free, and it's going to be a great chance to test your skills and have fun.
What if kids don't have many skills in those areas but still want to compete?
We'll definitely have mentors around that can help help the youth with those skills.
Okay, great. Anything else either of you would like to contribute?
And one other thing, there's a costume contest with Afraid of the Species with some really awesome prizes. The categories this year are best local plant and animal, the best use of recycled materials, most realistic, and the best group costume. And there's some pretty awesome prizes. Sitka Salmon Shares donated a 5-pound box of wild Alaskan seafood to send down anywhere in the lower 48. So that's going to be a prize for one of the categories. And also tickets to SCS Summer Boat Cruises for the best group costume.
That's great. That's great. Well, we are just about out of time. Anything else you would like to contribute?
I'd also just say when you're getting your costumes ready, just try to use what you have. Use cardboard or old newspapers or fabric from the Whitey. Like, make sure to use things that you don't have to, like, buy new materials to make costumes. So I'd encourage that.
You don't have to go out and get a pre-made costume. You can make your own.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Julia Tawney and Marion Allen about the upcoming Parade of Species. That's happening on Friday, April 21st, starting at 2:45. Lineup is at Totem Square.